A Derby man who spent the past week in London as part of Extinction Rebellion's climate change protest says he isn't surprised by the number of people arrested during the week. Scotland Yard says almost 1,300 people have been detained in the capital during the first week of the protests. David Clasby, who's travelling back to London today, says it's important the protests continue.
You need to have that continuous presence. So I thought, second week, let's go down. Let's focus on that and really, you know, support the action that's going on.
Are you all right then? It's, yeah, so it's all kicked off again. Monday morning, it's state opening of Parliament today. Yeah. I'm just waiting to see somebody from Extinction Rebellion superglue themselves to Black Rod or something. Anything could happen in this day and age, couldn't it? Actually, let's talk about this. It's been a week since we first mentioned these climate change protests were going to kick off in the capital and in other cities around the world as well. During that time, Scotland Yard says nearly 1,300 activists have been arrested. Extinction Rebellion have targeted key sites around the capital. I'm sure you've seen a lot of the coverage, as well as holding what they've called a funeral procession on Oxford Street. I think one of the most surreal moments last week was when there was a headline about a giant octopus being kettled on Whitehall. Edward Pickering Symes is here from Derby. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
So you were part of the protests?
Yes, and I was in that march, and it was amazing to see just between 20 and 30,000 people marching from Marble Arch to Russell Square, and it was huge numbers, and a lot of the crowds either side were really sympathetic, and they understood, they read our banners that this is an emergency, we need to act now, and it was great to be with people over this concern, but we shouldn't have to do it. I'm here in a suit and tie on my way to teach computer science.
You look very respectable.
Yeah, well, considering, I'm a computer science lecturer at the fantastic Derby College, and you're kind of thinking, what is the point of preparing my students for a life in the computer industry if we're going to struggle to feed ourselves in just a few decades?
Do you take exception to being referred to as an uncooperative crusty then?
That's a bit of a joke for us. Don't know if you've seen the picture of a smartly dressed woman saying uncooperative crusty or 53-year-old CEO. So, and it's not just professionals like me. Doctors are out in force for Extinction Rebellion, and there was a very chilling moment when we saw 110 pairs of shoes out in front of them on the steps at Trafalgar Square to signify the 110 people who die from pollution due to respiratory problems caused by it every day in the UK. That's 40,000 a year. It's shocking. It should be bulletins every hour saying what the government and what large multinationals are doing.
I did, just anecdotally, just personally speaking, it feels as though something has shifted and maybe there is a momentum in favour of people supporting the arguments of there being an emergency now, a crisis, whatever terminology you want to use. But do you think the holding up traffic, the giant octopuses, the super gluing people to the tops of aeroplanes is taking people with you in terms of how you achieve goals?
Well, surprisingly, I'm here talking to you this morning. Dr. Rupert Reid was on Question Time last week. It's perfectly true that people are aware it's an emergency. I mean, after the last rebellion in April, the UK Parliament declared a climate emergency.
Didn't do much.
Spot on. They didn't
do much. So are you achieving
much.
Anything apart from getting some pictures in the paper?
Well, you say that, but the Royal Shakespeare Company and the National Theatre, they've stopped investment from companies doing fossil fuels. It is something that is in the main discussion. I mean, the fact remains that in January, people thought, yeah, we ought to sort out the environment when you spoke to them in the pub. After April, saying, oh, gosh, we really need to sort that out. And now people are saying, well, why aren't the government doing anything? So people who are not involved were like much more sympathetic. And yes, about the super gluing, and to answer your question about why are we taking time off to do this, it's more about the fact that we're reduced to this level of protest because the marches and the emails and the petitions, they've not worked. So we're resorting to non-violent direct action, which means putting your body in the way of people causing the pollution.
How far did you, would you go? Are you close to getting arrested?
I make a point of trying to avoid arrest, because the fact remains for me, it would affect my career as a college lecturer. We have enhanced DBS, which is important. We have it's very important to make your own personal decision. And it's a very personal thing, and people might want to get involved in Extinction Rebellion, and we've got hundreds of people, 500 people on a mail shot list in Derby, but a lot of them are working behind the scenes. For every person who's willing to be arrested, and that's a massive sacrifice for them, you need 20 or 30 people behind the scenes supporting them, bringing them blankets if they're locked on in an uncomfortable position. Bringing them water, hanging around outside police stations because they might be released at 1 or 2 in the morning. Things like that have to happen behind the scenes. So we're asking people to join us and to talk about the climate crisis at work, in church, everywhere they go.
Really good to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk to another person who's actually heading back down for a second week today. Not everyone can get that much time off work, but that's Edward Pickering Symes from Derby, who's been making himself heard in London. It's 12 minutes past 7 now.
The Breakfast Show with Ian Skye on BBC Radio Derby.